Mentioned that Gagol Samuch, if there is a large roof which is right next to a smaller roof, and what that means is that on the side which they meet, one of the roofs totally opens up into the other one. So the smaller roof, the entire length of that side, touches the other roof, whereas the large roof has part of its length of the side of this roof, part of it on either side of the smaller roof. And it's also important to realize that we're talking about a case where the length of the side of the smaller roof was less than 10 amos long, and since it's less than 10 amos long, Hagadol Mutter, the larger roof was permitted, meaning the one is allowed to carry items from his house onto the roof, just like in a regular case. The point is that even though it opens up into a forbidden area, because as we're going to see in a moment, it is forbidden to carry a tool on top of the smaller roof, nevertheless, since it's only considered just to be an entrance into this roof, because remember, the entrance, the opening into the other roof is less than 10 amos wide, so it's just considered to be an entrance, and therefore it's still permitted to carry on that roof. However, as we mentioned, v'hakatan aser, it's forbidden to carry on the smaller roof, so you would not be able to carry things from the house onto the roof, or even to carry a tool on the top of the smaller roof. The reason being that on one of its sides, it is totally, on the entire side, it's totally opened up into somewhere else where it is not allowed to carry. Because we're discussing a case where both roofs did not make an eruv together. So because they did not make an eruv together, of course it's forbidden to carry from one roof to the other. We're going according to that opinion in the previous Mishnah. And there is a rule that if a roof, or if any area, is nifritza b'meloya l'makom ha'asrullah, it's open on one of its sides entirely to a place where it's not allowed to carry. So here, since one is not allowed to carry from the smaller courtyard into the larger courtyard, or from the larger courtyard into the smaller courtyard, since one of the sides of the smaller courtyard is totally open, and its entire length touches the larger courtyard where it is forbidden to carry into, so the halacha is that it is forbidden to carry totally in the smaller courtyard. It sort of receives the halacha of the larger courtyard, but an eruv would need to be made in order to be able to carry there. On a similar note, Chotzer Gedolah Shenifetzolik, a larger, wider courtyard, which opens up to a smaller courtyard, and once again, the smaller courtyard means that the entire length of the smaller courtyard meets the other larger courtyard. And again, that entire length of the smaller courtyard is less than 10 amos long. So once again, Gedolah Muteres Uktana Asura, it is permitted to carry in the larger courtyard, but forbidden to carry in the smaller courtyard, since it is Nifritzah B'meloya L'makom Ha'asrullah. The entire length of one of the sides is open to a place where it is forbidden to carry from the smaller courtyard into the larger courtyard. Now, why is this? Gedayla, because the entire small courtyard is considered to be like the entrance of the larger courtyard. It's sort of a secondary part of the larger courtyard, so it's not considered separate from it, and therefore you can't carry there separately from the larger courtyard. But at the same time, it's not considered literally part of the larger courtyard, so even though in the larger courtyard you are allowed to carry, you're not allowed to carry in the smaller courtyard. Alright, now third case in the Mishnah, Chotzer Shniftzah, a courtyard which is opened up into a public domain. So one of the walls, let's say, it's destroyed, so you're left with only three walls, and then it opens into the Rishus HaRabim. Hamachnas mitoicha l'Rishus HaYochid, one who carries something in from that courtyard into a private domain, and Rishus HaYochid there's the seichel from private domain into the courtyard, chayev, he is chayev for having violated Shabbos mid'oraisa. If one violates Shabbos mid'oraisa, so if he does it intentionally, then the punishment is the death penalty by Beis Din. If he does it unintentionally, then he is chayev a korban chatos. The point is, the Rebbe Eliezer, that is the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. We're discussing specifically where he took something from the edge, where the wall was, let's say there was an item there, and he carried that from there into a private domain. So this is known as Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, the sides, sort of a public domain. Since the courtyard is totally opened up into the private public domain, though the entire courtyard does not gain the status of a public domain, the sides where it's right next to the public domain, according to Eliezer, that is considered to be a public domain. And therefore, you would be chayav for carrying something from there into a private domain. However, the Chachom say that the entire courtyard is judged as a karmelis, the mejabonon domain, which is neither a Rishus HaYochid or a Rishus HaRabim. And because of that, mitoicha l'Rishus HaRabim, or mi Rishus HaRabim l'seicha, If somebody carries something from there into the public domain, or from a public domain into the courtyard, potter, he is exempt from the ishika karmelis, because it is considered to be like a karmelis, and therefore although it is forbidden mejabonon to do so, one would be exempt if he did it.